Court systems throughout the nation are now deciding whether to cancel court proceedings until this pandemic ends or do them remotely. Recently in Texas, a jury was selected over Zoom, and it gives us a taste of what the future might look like. Angela Morris is a litigation reporter for ALM, American Lawyer Media, and she's based in Austin, Texas, where she's been writing about this case. Angela, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, so this jury selection that happened on Monday was not a standard trial. It was a conflict resolution case, an insurance dispute. And then these arguments and the ultimate verdict were kept private. But how did this jury selection go compared to choosing a jury in person?
I would say very, very different, because when you get a summons for jury duty in real life, you have to travel to the courthouse and you might sit in this enormous room with like 400 other people for hours. And in the end, they're only choosing 12 people plus two alternates for the jury. And then the rest of the people just go home and they've basically wasted their whole day. With this jury, it was a smaller group of only 26 potential jurors, and they were at their homes. They just logged on to the Zoom meeting through their computers. And after about 30 minutes of kind of a tech support period where the technical support judge was making sure everyone had their video and their audio right, that took about 30 minutes. And then the attorneys for both sides began questioning the jurors. That only took about an hour. And then they had their jury picked.
You had a chance to speak with the lawyers and judges involved in this case. How did they believe this whole process went?
I heard from them that it went a lot better than they even thought it was going to go. They said they could talk to the jurors and pick their jury just as well, or maybe even better this way than they could in real life. One of the attorneys who I spoke with mentioned, you know, he really could see their faces because you can see each individual video screen. Another really interesting point was that, think about if you go to the courthouse, it's a really formal environment. You feel a little bit restrained. Whereas if you're in your home, in your comfy clothes, you know, you're on your own turf. You feel more comfortable. So this attorney said that he actually thought they felt more open, and he felt that they were answering his questions a little bit more candidly than he sees in the courthouse setting.
You know, when I was a reporter, I covered court cases, specifically criminal trials, for many years, and there are so many things to consider. I think the judge's presence as a commanding force is one thing. And then lawyers especially feed off of the tone of the courtroom. This was a very different case, of course, but I would imagine in criminal cases especially, it's much harder to do that over video conference. Did any of those judges or lawyers involved in this case actually talk about some of those challenges moving forward?
Regarding using Zoom for criminal cases, I did talk with one person about that. He felt some trepidation about doing criminal cases over video. And the reason is, you know, we all have a constitutional right. If we get accused of a crime, we have a right to confront our accuser in person. And he is unsure whether or not that means Zoom, or does that mean in person at the courthouse. There's just a lot of resistance in the legal community because, can you imagine? I mean, if they did like 300 criminal jury trials over Zoom, and then about eight years later, a case finally gets to the U.S. Supreme Court, and then they say, no, that's not okay.
Timing also plays a big part in this. This particular trial that we're talking about just lasted one day.
Yes. Now, the attorney I spoke with, he did say he would do another summary jury trial over video in a heartbeat. But his question was, you know, these particular jurors, they remained engaged during this one day jury trial. They paid attention. Nobody got distracted, you know, by a barking dog or a kid coming into the Zoom. But like, what happens if there is a jury trial that lasts 1 week, 2 weeks? Do you think people sitting in their homes joining through Zoom are going to be able to stay engaged and not get interrupted significantly if they have to do this for a full week?
Angela Morris is a litigation reporter for ALM, American Lawyer Media, based in Austin, Texas. So much to consider here. Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you too, Tanya. I really enjoyed it.